Hello. Welcome to my interview.
How are you?
Please state your name.
Gaylord A. Farrell.
All right. I do have a couple of questions for you today, and it is about how our family ended up in Oklahoma and how your life experiences have made you who you are today.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
My first question is, how did our family end up in Oklahoma?
Economy. The economy in Fort Wayne, Indiana was terrible. No new homes, no nothing like that. So we moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma for reasons.
Reasons.
Yeah. Well, jobs and whatever.
Do you regret coming to Oklahoma at all?
No.
Do you enjoy it better than Indiana, or would you have preferred to stay in Indiana?
Oh, that's a loaded question. All my kids are here, except one. They all got good spouses, nice homes, good families, so no, I'm satisfied here.
Okay. How has moving to Oklahoma changed your life?
I'm an Okie now. Instead of a Hoosier. It hasn't changed a whole lot. I do pretty much the same thing I would have been doing there, so.
Okay. You kind of already answered this, but why exactly Oklahoma, and apart from like Kansas or Arkansas?
Well, when things got bad in northern Indiana, I had a sister that lived in Oklahoma City. And we talked, and she said, there's all kinds of jobs down here. So I headed down, and I stopped before I got there in Tulsa. I was on my way to Oklahoma City.
All right. We're going to get more personal and into your life. Is that okay?
Whatever.
All right. So what is your favorite memory of your life?
Oh, my goodness.
If you can pick one, or you can pick two.
Just having my children. 4 great kids.
Who's your favorite?
Well, I got to say your dad. He's sitting right here next to me.
I'm just playing with you. They can all be your favorite. Okay, this question is a bit more personal. How old were you when your parents died?
15.
And how has that changed your life?
Well, I had to grow up quick. I raised my siblings, 4 siblings, and it helped me raise my own kids when I got them. So.
How did you manage taking care of your 4 siblings?
It wasn't easy. I was in high school, and I actually started working 2 factory jobs. So I was working about 16 hours a day and going to school. So it was rough, but it worked.
All right. Now, going with that, do you miss your sisters and your brother?
Well, we get together all the time. I mean, and they're all living, so it's my fault if I miss them. If I don't go there, or they don't come here.
All right.
Right now I've got a sister in Oklahoma City that's sick. Very, very sick. And two of our sisters from Indiana and one from Ohio came down to visit for a week. And this coming Tuesday, your dad and myself are going to Oklahoma City to see those 2 sisters and the one that's sick. So, yeah, we get together quite often.
That's good.
Probably 2-3 times a year at least.
That's good.
It's only 1,000 miles apart.
Yeah, that's not bad. Especially knowing the fact that you moved somebody to Chicago this past week.
Yeah.
What is your favorite memory of our family?
Oh, man.
Like us grandkids and all of us being alive.
That's what I was going to say. Just my kids having kids, giving me grandkids. Greatest thrill ever. No comparison. three houses under construction. I was a builder. And one weekend, now I'm serious, one weekend, there was like 14,000 people got unemployed in the city of Fort Wayne.
Just alone, just in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, Harvester International sent out a whole bunch of notices. Magnavox went under. Phillips Dodge went under. Tokheim Pump shut down for a while. They're back in business, but they shut down for a while. And GE laid off probably, out of their 12,000 employees, they laid probably 7,500 off. It just, the economy pooped out in one weekend. Mm-hmm. And then we, the three houses I was building, one, we actually finished, got paid for it, but the other two went into bankruptcy. So we didn't get paid for those. And things were hard, so we moved where there was work.
I'm recording again. As a joking question, approximately how many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
Oh, my goodness. Well, these cups right here, probably only six or seven.
Only six or seven of the big cups.
That's three cups in there.
How many pots is equivalent?
I go through about three pots a day.
Three pots a day. So one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner?
Two for breakfast and one at nighttime. I just made one.
Okay. Just now.